pitch to the Center Circle studio. Tim Van Horn goes studs up into the soccer world where no one is safe. The 18-yard box is wall-free. This is My Three Subs Podcast, a soccer odyssey with your manager, Tim Van Horn.
You look at the Premier League table, and it is pretty awkward looking. It's as awkward as 2020.
Yeah, I mean, it fits.
It absolutely does.
It fits.
Oh, well, and not just England, but you look across La Liga, and you look at Serie A, and there's some shakeups there as well. Mm-hmm. Although some of the usual suspects have been kicking some tail.
Sure, sure. And speaking of kicking tail, let's hand out some awards, sort of.
Yeah, and if one team has its way on team awards, one league supporter shield may change forever.
I hope so. I really hope so.
We'll find out about that. Plus, we'll talk about the U.S. national team as well. Brody Scott and I are standing in the tunnel. We got our shin guards on, and we are raring to go. You're listening to My Three Subs.
We'll be back with today's kickoff from the Center Circle Studios. This is My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey.
When you're buying or selling a home, it can be one of the most stressful times of your life. When you're purchasing a home, it's one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, and you want to get it right, and you want to know that you got it at a fair price and not have buyer's remorse as you're moving those boxes into the house. If you're selling, you want to make sure you get a good price for it, and you're able to move on quickly and move on to your next stop in life. I'm Tim Van Horn, licensed realtor in Tennessee and Mississippi with Cry Like Realtors. My number is 901-756-8900 in my office, or you can always call me on my cell 901-262-5000. I'm relocation certified, and whether you're moving around the block or around the world, I can help you get where you're going. If you're thinking of selling your home, give me a call. I'll put together a marketing plan that'll help you put that sold sign in the front yard faster. If you're thinking of buying a home, give me a call or check me out online at timvanhorn.com for a personalized home search. And I never, I mean never, charge a fee to work with buyers. So give me a call at my office, 901-756-8900, or on my cell at 262-5000. You can always find me on the website at timvanhorn.com. That's timvanhorn.com. For Tim Van Horn, Cry Like Realtors.
This is My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey. We're underway from the Center Circle Studios.
Hey, I turned the mics on, Tim.
Hello there.
We're not in the hallway.
Check. Check. Sibilance.
Sibilance.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody. And that's exactly what Man U is saying. Hey, everybody. All status quo here when it comes to their uncertainty and we'll just say lack.
It's so interesting to watch the fan base because they're in such a tizzy because for a couple of weeks, you know, it looks like the ship is just fine. And then for a couple of weeks, you start to see it kind of falter.
Oh, God, we're on fault of fire.
And, you know, well, when you have a quarter of a century of dominance and then you go through this period, you start to kind of have some self-doubt.
Yeah.
And the Everton game was a good one for them. It's always good for them to beat Everton. Everton's always those pesky neighbors to the north who never really quite trip them up.
Yeah.
But they always give them a battle.
And they trigger them. When I say that, it's because after the Everton game, if they don't absolutely dominate them in all aspects of the field, you know, the fan base is like, well, maybe the manager needs to go. Maybe we need to make some changes. Hence the new rumors going around, Tim. I don't know if you've heard these yet, but Ronaldo might be making a return to Man U.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. There might be some pony uppage when it comes to grabbing Ronaldo from over at Serie A.
From Juventus, yeah.
Juventus. Yeah. So, that would be rather interesting, especially if Ronaldo is, we'll just say, toying with the idea even, you know, because Juventus is not going to let him go.
No. Well, if he can get away, I could see him going there because he does. He adores Manchester United because of what it meant to him, because they took a chance on him. They helped develop his game, which made him, you know, one of the two best players in the world.
Man just scored his 102nd career goal or something
this month.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous, you know, what he's doing now. And I think, yeah, you're right. He owes a great deal of gratitude towards Man U. I don't think, though, it's time for him to go back. And the reason why I say that is because he's making such a name for himself over at Juventus. Juventus is letting him the cat out of the bag, if you will. The steer run wild in the field, and he gets to do whatever he wants to do. Yeah. I don't think he's going to have that at Man U, but that's just me.
He had it when Sir Alex Ferguson was there. Why wouldn't he have it?
But Sir Alex Ferguson isn't there anymore.
Well, that's
so
true.
I bring that up.
But I say that because Sir Alex Ferguson was such a strong figure, but he would defer. If there was an argument between two players, if there was a battle, he almost always deferred to Ronaldo. If Ronaldo and, say, a striker or somebody had a spat, or if there was an issue, other guys got to go.
And that might be, you know, one of those players, you know, as far as decision-making players for Ronaldo. Am I going to have that same kind of pull if I go back? So, I don't know. That's something to keep your eye on, finger on the pulse kind of thing, and we'll keep you updated as well with that.
Yeah, if Gareth Bale's back in England, I mean, why not Ronaldo, yeah, too?
Why not?
Well, and working, if he gets service from Bruno Fernandes, that's a lot less work, too.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah. And then we could just have a whole throwback league.
Yeah, I mean, it would be pretty incredible to see him back in the shirt where he really first became super famous. But that was a good game over the weekend. Talking about Man United, they were up 2-1, and then they got another goal in garbage time. But Everton kind of knocked them back on their heels, and then they responded well with a couple of the Fernandes goals. That was a good one. Chelsea looked like they solidified themselves over the weekend. They looked good against Sheffield United, who do not look like last year's Sheffield United.
A Pulisic-less
West Ham.
We'll talk about that more.
West Ham won again.
I know. And Aston Villa. Can we talk about Aston Villa right now?
They must have just had the bejesus scared out of them last year with that close relegation call, because they've looked terrific this year.
This is not your mama's Aston Villa. Like, this is a for real club. And I'm not just saying that because they had some big wins over the weekend. I'm saying that because they look legit.
They're sitting in sixth with a game in hand, a win for them in catching up to having that match in hand taken care of would put them at the top of the table.
Yeah.
Because they're at a +9. Leicester City's at 18 with a +9. Aston Villa is at 15 with a +9. But then Everton's right. I mean, the top 10 is just
very close.
So interesting. I mean, because you've got the top 10 right now is separated by 6 points. Leicester City, Tottenham, Liverpool, Southampton, Chelsea, Aston Villa, Everton, Crystal Palace, Wolves, Man City. And then you've got Arsenal and Man United a couple of points back on the outside looking in. But then Sheffield United
I like this version of the Premier League. I really do. There's a lot of parity. There's a lot of, like, weirdness happening because your quote-unquote big six aren't really there in the big six, and they're at least in the top six. So
Yeah. And I think you brought up a good point to me on a phone call. Well, I think it was you that brought it up on a phone call last week, that the home field advantage has been taken away with the lack of crowds.
No such thing.
That it does matter.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a home field advantage right now. And that's a huge deal with some of these clubs. You can tell where that lifeblood, and this is true for MLS, this is true for what we saw in the USL and all the way down. So it's affecting all leagues. But that home field advantage, man, the lifeblood is gone.
Yeah.
And now they're relying on their laurels of talent.
Yeah. And you see it too in the FA Cup. You're seeing that impact because you have some of the bigger clubs that may be hosting a team that comes in from a lower division, and it's not mandatory, but it's tradition where a team, if they're a couple of divisions above, they will donate more of their proceeds to that smaller club because the FA Cup means so much.
Right.
Well, you see with no fans there, you don't have that game day revenue generated, but what I've seen at a couple of locations is fans of the home team at the bigger club will raise money, do like a GoFundMe or something, and then donate that to the smaller club as if they had gone to the match.
And that I think will make all the difference, you know, because those clubs we know are getting hugely impacted by the lack of fans. So good on them.
Yeah, I mean, that's class. And I love watching the early rounds of the FA Cup because it's teams that you will probably never, ever, ever, ever see again.
Right.
And they play basically at a pitch that's, you know, the stands maybe about number as many as Mike Rose's stadium. Maybe if you're, you know, if you're lucky. And they're usually tucked away in neighborhoods where if somebody really just rips the crap out of a ball and it goes out of the stadium, it's going to hit a neighbor's window or it's in the backyard.
I love the, you can always tell, like, the lawn chair sitters, you know, where they're just off of the, they didn't really pay to get in, but, you know, they're right there, you know, sitting up in trees watching the game.
And then a lot of these clubs have, like, multiple names. It's like they've combined. It's like Trickington and Woolworth, you know, are the names of the clubs that are playing. It's like, where the heck are these guys from?
Yeah, so fun stuff in the FA Cup. And it is good soccer. Like, it's decent, at least.
Well, because it's everything to those clubs right now.
Yeah, they leave it all out there, man, and it's fun. So
yeah, those upper division clubs don't really start coming in for another round or two. And, you know, then it starts to get, okay, you know, you have the couple of rounds where maybe you get a giant killing maybe in there or you get a replay. But then after that, it's kind of like they blow everybody out. And then it's Arsenal, Chelsea, Man United, or Man City in the final. Yeah. I mean, everything else
the
now.
The Goliaths are left, and David is just sitting there going, well, we tried.
Right. Right now, it's just marking time, and it's like, oh, well, isn't that cute?
Yeah, it's cute. Let's move it over to La Liga.
All right.
Because that is a fun division still to watch, and they're going to be expanding. Oh, I think we'd be remiss if, before we hit La Liga, there's nothing to really talk about when it comes to the Saudi Arabia clubs actually starting to play again. They got the green light to go ahead and go.
Where in the hell did that... That came out of the blue.
I saw it out of the... it was a notification in that, you know, the Indian leagues will actually start playing this year.
I have to be honest with you. I had not been keeping an eye on that. And
I just, had neither.
To me, it's just like... Brody just threw out the most random thing that I am so unprepared to talk about.
I know. That's why I just threw it in there and we can move to a La Liga now because I have nothing else to say other than they're going to be playing.
Now,
so.
if I'm awake at night and I cannot sleep, I will turn on the Indian League or the Chinese Super League.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's so bad. But you know
everybody
what?
Everybody comes out to see them. Everybody. Those stands are packed.
But even bad pizza is still pizza.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you'll eat cardboard once in your life. It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, yes. Back to La Liga after that tour around the rest of the globe.
This artisanal pizza going on.
Real Madrid got trounced by Valencia on Sunday. I saw a little bit of that match. They didn't look themselves. You've got Atletico Madrid looking good over the weekend. Barcelona blowing out Real Betis.
Do you think it's more statements of Messi now at Barcelona? Like,
it's his goodbye. It's his farewell tour. So it feels like
he's going to just completely dominate right now.
Yeah, and Antoine Griezmann's been actually playing pretty good again, too. I think he's kind of found his stride a little bit at Barca. I think he was a bit unhappy, and they were unhappy with him, but he seems to be doing okay.
Do you think it's gathering up tape to go shopping?
Well, he might be putting together a demo tape. He might be doing that. Yeah. But they were able to kind of skate past Real Betis, and it was not much of a Herculean effort to overcome them. But at the top right now, Barcelona is sitting eighth. They're 9 points back of Real Sociedad. They have two matches in hand. The top six are separated by 6 points. Atletico Madrid's actually kind of in the driver's seat. They're sitting third at 17, mm-hmm. but they're two matches in hand and only 3 points back. So Atletico, Real Sociedad's technically at the top and Villarreal.
It's not out of hand right now.
Yeah, so they're and then, did we even mention Real Madrid? They're sitting fourth right now. They have a match in hand, 4 points back. So, I mean, they're in the mix too, but Barcelona is having a bit of a...
growing pain?
Yeah, just a little bit, but a couple of wins and they're right back where they need to be. So right. I mean, there's no time to hit the panic button, especially when you have Messi and a healthy Messi at that.
Right. We mentioned Ronaldo and Juventus. I think it's time to go to Serie A, where Ronaldo and Messi might be playing each other in the Premier League. But that remains to be seen. However, the league is still going very strong, and Juventus is as well.
Yes, they are. They are going strong. However, they're not the only ones. I mean, Napoli has been good this year. You know, Inter's going to be in the mix. Atalanta, Lazio. But at the top of the table still is AC Milan. They're back, baby.
And strong. And they look strong. I think Champions League just didn't give us a good taste of all of the leagues this year. Because what you saw was Premier League teams and clubs coming out full effect in Champions League. And you know, that's good for them. But some of the Serie A clubs just didn't kind of pull it out to me.
No. Zlatan leads all goal scorers with 8. Ronaldo has 6. Belotti has 2. And those are your. And Lukaku has 5.
I love Lukaku in Serie A.
I think I said Belotti has 2. No, he's second. He and Ronaldo have 6, excuse me. And then Lukaku's got 5. And Inter Milan seems like that's basically the fountain of youth where players go and just kind of recapture some earlier magic.
It might be something in the water. You might be onto something.
Okay.
We might need to make a trip.
And maybe that's why AC Milan.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I don't know what their quarantine rules are, but maybe, you know.
I don't know.
After Pfizer gets their vaccine
90%
out.
Maybe. Let's do it.
Well, did you see the story about the guy, the CEO of that? He comes out all happy and everything, but I'm wondering, because later that day, he sold like $5.5 million of stock later that day because it got jacked up to a 52-week high.
Right.
He sold that stuff off, man, in a heartbeat, which is fine. I mean, that's it's his to do as he pleases.
Sure.
And if that's something that's part of your compensation and it happens to appreciate, then you're perfectly entitled to do so. Yeah. But it's like, you know, he seems exceptional. Happy for something that hasn't been finally approved. It's like, oh,
I get it.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah. Well, you know, he might be taking one of his other products. That's, you know, we don't know.
Ding! Gold star there for Brody. So that's a look at Europe. And then, you know, as we record this, I know the U.S. is preparing to play a couple of friendlies over in Europe. They got one with Wales, with Ryan Giggs' club, which means Gareth Bale.
Yes, we got Gio Reyna.
Yes.
Claudio Reyna's son. You got Weston McKennie on the pitch. Tyler Adams on the pitch. That young core. Except we will not see Christian Pulisic, as he will not be playing against Wales. He left camp early. He did go to camp, at least. So, you know, Berhalter was able to see the quote-unquote core at its finest for 3 or 4 days. Said he loved what he was seeing. Pulisic did get treatment and then kind of shipped back over to Chelsea. So, you know, to resume his treatment on his hamstring, quote unquote. It is that hamstring, though.
Yeah,
that's a worry.
And as you get older, that doesn't necessarily get easier.
Going away, man. Ain't going away.
That's most unfortunate. But maybe we can get it sorted out. If we can get it sorted out, then the sky's the limit for the guy because they love him at Chelsea, and they should.
Oh yeah, no, I love him too. I mean, you know, I'm not a big Chelsea fan, but I'm a Christian Pulisic fan.
Yeah.
You know, and I wish him nothing but the best. I wish him a speedy recovery and actually recover it. I don't want him to speed it through, you know.
He's got time.
Get healthy right and go.
Yeah, looking forward to Gio Reyna, Weston McKennie, Sergino Dest, all those youngsters coming through the
really
system.
Really young squad.
Yeah.
Really young.
And they'll get a chance to run out against Ryan Giggs' Wales team, which I don't think Giggs is going to be on the sideline tonight. Is he still a self-imposed suspension after some sort of incident?
Incident.
I believe.
It's his own doing. Like,
look Giggsy.
What you did, man.
Giggsy.
Going back to our last podcast, you know, it was like, he might be still married, by the way. I looked it up, and I think he's still married to
the same woman that he cheated on for 7 years with his brother's wife.
Yes.
Holy mackerel.
She's a saint.
Oh, goodness gracious me.
Anyway, let's bring it stateside still yet, because Philly, congratulations to Philadelphia for beating New England and winning the unofficial Supporters Cup.
Wait. Now, it's my understanding that there would not be an awarding of a Supporters Shield this year. So you're talking about a Supporters Shield. So did they or did they not?
They made one. I'll just say that, Tim. They made one.
Now,
they brought a shield out.
Did they?
It
was a shield.
Did they go to Bed Bath & Beyond and get something off of a wedding registry to hold up?
Better yet, they went over to Target and picked up a replica Captain America shield, and that is your supporter shield for 2020.
Oh, man, that's nice. That's even better. That's even better.
It is a replica of Captain America's shield, and they gloated over that thing like it was Captain America's shield. It was awesome.
Good. And deservedly so. Well, and they should get it. I know the discussion was, well, this season is so unique. Well, that's all the more reason to do it because of the adversity.
Right. Gold plated at that point.
In the whining about, well, the schedule was not balanced out. So what? They got on the pitch. It was balanced. The people that were on the pitch didn't have coronavirus.
Right.
It was balanced.
Exactly. And, they jumped through every hoop hurdle and, which way or the other, every fork in the road to get where they are now. So congratulations, Philly. You raise that shield as high as you can and then maybe pick up Thor's hammer along the way.
Thor's hammer for the Sons of Ben. There you go. Congratulations. And the playoffs, of course, pending. Yeah. And we'll see who raises. I guess they're going to award the MLS Cup.
They should. Bring out Thor's hammer. Let's do it.
Or get some sort of chalice. Raise a chalice from the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade or something. Hold that up. The cup of eternity.
The loser has to drink it first if they all disintegrate. Anyway.
Sounds like a good death match.
Yeah, let's do it up big. Why not? It's 2020. Let's live it up. Speaking of awards, the USL handed out their 2020 awards. And no, the champion was not one of those awards, as it was a dual champion winner kind of thing.
Conference champs, right?
Yeah, whatever. Let's hand out, though, the real awards, which was goalkeeper of the year. Let's start there. Well, you want to start goalkeeper or do you want to start MVP?
Yeah, let's build from the back. That's the way you should do it at club anyway.
Spoken from a true goaltender. All right, here we go. Ben Lunt, congratulations.
Louisville City.
Okay. Yeah, Louisville City FC picking up goalkeeper of the year. Defender of the year, moving right up in the pitch. You got Forrest Lasso. You may recognize that name.
Hashtag swam with manatees.
That's right, from Tampa Bay Rowdies. Tampa Bay was just a beast.
I hate we didn't get to play them this year. That sucked.
Me too. You got coach of the year. Let's go to the sideline. And New Mexico United and Ian Russell from Reno.
Okay. So the team that just folded, they had the coach of the year.
Coach of the year.
Okay.
Troy Lassen?
I don't know how to say his name.
Ever at New Mexico United.
We'll never play them, so it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. They're both over in the West Coast. Young player of the year, which, okay.
Cal Jennings.
Negatives.
What?
Sporting Kansas City 2's Wilson Harris.
Why? Do we know? I mean, Jennings, popped in, 8-9 goals?
I mean, if he wasn't a contender, shame, because I think his name should have been.
Listen, don't blame him because he dominated the last four matches of the year. I mean,
what else was he supposed to
do? I mean, he's a forward. He scored goals.
Yeah, I mean, he did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Anyway.
You know what? It would be too mainstream for a pirate to get that award anyway.
Right. Arg. Cap'n, the captain will be on the pitch next season. I guarantee it. Anyway, your MVP coming out of the other co-champion club, Phoenix Rising FC, Solomon Asante.
He is a special player. I mean,
he will be in the MLS.
Yeah. I mean, he's
guaranteed it.
He's pretty terrific. So, yeah, I mean, that's a deserved award. I'd like to have seen Cal get that Young Player of the Year award. But I mean, you know, who knows when they voted for that, and if you had to be a playoff team, and
oh, that's a good point too.
Yeah, it might have been something like that, which would have kept Cal out of the running.
Reno wasn't a playoff team, were they? Reno?
I didn't keep up with the West Coast, to be honest.
You know, and maybe that was kind of a nod, a goodbye. Maybe that's, that'll give that coach a boost to, he'll land on his feet somewhere.
Go find somewhere else,
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, they say coach like it's your last game. Well, I guess they did.
Yeah, but you didn't hand anything over to St. Louis FC, and St. Louis FC's keeper was arguably unbelievably better.
Oh, Kyle Morton was great, I mean, but then Steve Tritch, who's the head coach, punched above his weight in that division. We talked about that because they kept Indy 11 from getting in an Indy 11. We saw them here firsthand. That those boys were loaded.
They were for real. But so was Louisville City, and Louisville City keeper got the nod for goalkeeper of the year. So
yeah, maybe next year. Maybe we'll get one in Memphis next year.
Maybe. To be seen.
Oh, a nice touch by the club earlier this week. They sent out a message on Veterans Day, scrolling the names of veterans, mm-hmm. And put that on. They put it up on the big scoreboard, and then filmed that, and then posted that on social media for Veterans Day. That was a classy touch.
Good, classy move, 901 FC. Still no coach or anybody motions out of there, so we'll keep you updated on the home front of what's going on.
Well, as we record this, Ben Pearman is the head coach as of right now. And I guess that's how it works. He's coach until he's not, or is it just vacant?
I don't know how interim works. Like, I don't think we know how 2020.
When I heard interim, anytime I heard interim when I was in high school, that just meant I had 3 weeks to get that F up.
Right. Right. <Yeah. laughs> Anyway, that's pretty much it as far as the news around the league. And for us, if you need to message us or go back and check anything out.
It's the holiday. Don't bother us.
Yeah, please don't. We're going to be like fat and eating goodness.
I'll just say that.
You can message us. We are at my3subspodcast@gmail.com. Go check out the website. We're at my3subspodcast.com as well as timvanhorn.com. Let me see here.
You know, it's amazing. Even when there's not much to talk about, there's always something to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's soccer. It's the world sport, baby. That pretty much does it. Oh, Facebook and Twitter, we're at my3subspodcast. And then on Instagram, we are at my3subs. Soccer pod.
And I think that's about
that's all she wrote.
That's about it. I will Birdie and I will see you next time around, and I think that's it. I have nothing else to say.
No, I'm
probably shouldn't tell folks about my radio show or anything like that, because may piss off half the people. I don't know.
TimVanHorn.com.
There you go.
There's the whistle. Thank you for listening. Check out more of My Three Subs podcast, A Soccer Odyssey.
Hey, it's Tim. Just reminding you, this podcast is now powered by Podcave, the complete toolkit for podcasters. Brody and I want all of our time going into making the podcast as entertaining and as interesting as possible for you. So that's why we ditched our old services, made the switch over to Podcave. This is the complete podcast management, combining all the tools we need to make the best shows we can, to make them available on all the platforms you use, and to always stay connected with you. Podcave provides unlimited audio storage, so all our episodes, new and the old ones, are always available whenever you want them. And our website, it's included and built into Podcave, so you always have a place to find us. It's that easy. Music and soundscapes we use on the show are professionally made and fully licensed by Podcave. We get email and text management tools to stay in touch with you, guest booking tools, episode planning tools. Podcave even includes customizable news feeds so that we can stay on top of the latest headlines with Podcave. It's all in one place, and it's all inclusive for just $49 a month. That's right, $49 a month. Podcave, the complete toolkit for podcasters. Save time and money with your first or next podcast. Don't be afraid. Give it a try. Use Podcave. That's podcave.com. That's P-O-D-C-A-V-E. Podcave.com.